goes in.
What?
Freeze, dirtbag!
Oh, look at that!
Who was that?
Oh, you made me rip my $800 tuxedo.
Clayton, is that you?
Of course it's me. Who else could afford clothes this expensive? Oh, look at this. My tuxedo is ruined.
It's your own fault. Everyone knows that the proper attire for breaking in is a turtleneck and a stocking mask.
I wasn't breaking in. I'd lost my key. I hope you realize what your outburst tonight does for our election chances.
Yes, I realize what my outburst has done to my election chances.
Don't you want to win this thing?
Of course I want to win. But not if I have to owe people like Worth Lakewood. Maybe this isn't the time.
You are not going to drop out of this campaign.
I didn't say I was dropping out. I may drop out and I may not.
Well, I wish you'd make up your mind. You're beginning to sound like a politician.
Great, Clayton. Hit a man when he's down.
Now, who the hell could that be at this time of night?
I don't know. Maybe it's a burglar with manners. Good evening. Can I help you?
Good evening, Mr. Dubois. My name is Max Logan from radio station WOTA.
All right. We met at some function, I think.
Yeah, it was the annual pet rodeo.
Yeah, we judged the frog triathlon. Hop on in. So, what brings station WOTA out at this time of night?
I'd like to talk to you about your campaign.
Hold the phone. Mr. Dubois will answer no questions concerning tonight's fiasco.
It's all right, Clayton. Max Logan isn't a reporter. He owns the station.
What? You're Media Max.
That's what they call me.
Well, what brings you out?
You own City View Magazine.
I know.
Well, as I was...
And that Spanish language newspaper.
Prince Libre.
Well, I was...
That means free press.
I know what it means, Clayton. Why don't you get yourself some coffee, eh?
What do you know, Media Max?
Clayton.
Oh, right.
So why are you here?
Mr. Dubois, I understand you've gotten yourself into a little jam.
Well, I may have gotten myself into a little jam, but you guys in the press blew it all out of proportion.
Sure, you blow your cool in front of a bunch of TV cameras and a half dozen microphones, and the press is to blame.
Don't talk logic to me. I'm in a bad mood.
Well, don't yell at me. I came here to help you.
In that case, I'm sorry.
Well, what brings the great Media Max to our humble campaign headquarters?
Well, actually, I came here to talk about your campaign. As I said before, I'd like to help.
So, Mr. Logan, what do you have in mind?
I've been watching your campaign, and it occurs to me that your use of the media has been rather amateurish.
Amateurish? Just who the hell do you think you are?
Media Max, remember?
I'm on your side, fellas. I'd like to help you put your message across.
Great. What's your proposal?
To donate the use of my radio station.
Oh, we accept.
To put together some advertising spots.
We accept.
And a few bucks to buy airtime.
We accept.
Clayton, put the desperation on hold. I already got myself into trouble once tonight with this question, but I'm going to ask it again anyway. Do you expect anything in return?
That's a fair question. And the answer is yes.
What?
I want to help put that man in office who said the main responsibility of government is to do for the people what they cannot do for themselves.
I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Well, the man who said it was Abraham Lincoln.
But I heard you say it at the press club.
Look, I borrowed it from Lincoln. Is that a problem for you?
No, Mr. Dubois. As long as you believe in those words, my offer still stands.
In that case, in my own words, we accept.
Great.
Well, let's get out of here. Buy you guys a couple of beers.
I'll lock up.
You couldn't have come at a better time, you know?
I know. But don't thank me now. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
Looks like we're still in this one, huh?
You're damn right we are. I'm sorry I keep messing up this promo. I need a few minutes to relax.
That's all right. Go ahead. We've got to change the tape anyway.
Guys, we can't all talk at once.
Benson is absolutely right. I'm the campaign manager. I should talk first.
Wait a minute. I'm in charge of scheduling. I say who goes first.
Oh, I'm the senior statesman in the room.
Hey, whatever happened to out of the mouths of babes?
Well, I'm the candidate. Perhaps I should go first.
Well, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you for that ringing endorsement. Now, we all know what the problem is.
Yeah, everybody knows your opponent and nobody knows you.
Basically, that's it.
But these radio spots that you're doing should help.
Oh, well, yeah, the radio spots should help.
You know, I think we got a bigger problem. Now, the public perceives Tyler as a veteran politician, a guy who knows the ropes. They see you as a newcomer.
That is what our research shows, and the only remedy is to go head-to-head with Tyler, and he's already refused to debate.
Well, there's got to be some way we can get to him.
Benson, we're ready to try that spot again.
Okay, Max, sure. Okay, keep thinking about it. We've got to get to Tyler. Okay, here goes nothing.
Don't worry about it. There's plenty of tape on the new reel. Listen, nobody expects you to be a professional announcer, so relax.
Okay, I'm ready.
Benson Dubois, political promo, take 87.
You have to rub it in, huh?
The tape is rolling.
Okay. Hello there. Would you like a new voice in government?
Cut. How many times do I have to tell you? You can't rattle the paper.
Oh,
just leave it on the stand.
Yeah, I forgot. Okay, I forgot.
Dubois promo, take 88.
I heard that.
The tape's rolling.
Hello? Would you like a new voice in government? My name is Benson Boudoir.
I'd love to give you some slack on this, Archbishop, but Mr. Dubois cannot be there any earlier than 1 o'clock. Thank you for your understanding and support, Archbishop. Of course, that's your gig. Bye-bye.
Hey, Benson, how'd the speech go in Burlington?
Burlington? Is that where I was? I tell you, they were all beginning to run together. Well, wherever I was, the speech went great.
That's good.
Great? It was stunning. This man spoke for 30 minutes without a prepared text, had him in the palm of his hand.
Look at this.
What is
it? Look at this. We are gaining on Tyler. We're only 4 points behind on the latest poll.
Let me see that.
Listen to this. Dubois, tough fourth quarter competitor.
I made the sports page. Let me see that.
No, it's Spivak's column. He's already calling you a winner.
Let me see that.
Clayton, telephone.
Listen to this. Dubois' upbeat campaign seems to be gathering momentum.
Let me see that.
This is incredible.
What is it?
The Michael Jackson concert's coming to Capital City.
See that. Pete, get on the phone. Find out how I can take credit for this Michael Jackson thing.
You got it, buddy.
No, it's a joke.
We got him on the ropes.
We got who on the ropes?
Tyler. That was his campaign manager. He wants to debate.
Great. When can we do it?
Never. I told him to kiss off.
Well, put your pucker back on, Clayton. I want that debate.
Benson, it is 1 week before the elections. You're coming on strong. Why give that jerk a chance to score points?
Because this is what we've been pushing for since the beginning.
That was when you were losing. Now you've got momentum. I say lay back, let the big Mo take over.
Governor, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. These radio spots have been very effective for you, and debating Tyler could be tricky. He is a slippery little twerp.
Well, I've just got to take my chances.
Don't do it, Benson.
I can't run from this fight.
Do whatever you think best.
Clayton, call Tyler's people and tell them I'm ready to debate.
Yeah, you go get him, Benson.
That slippery little twerp's gonna regret the day he ever heard the name Benson Dubois.
Yeah!
Well, if
final questions, Bussy?
No. I'm ready.
Good. Don't be nervous.
No, I'm fine.
Good. Of course, the television cameras can tell if you're nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Oh, good. That's good. Oh, and one other thing, don't sweat. Sweaty people lose.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Have this conversation with Tyler and see if you can make his shoulders as tense as mine.
He does look very relaxed, doesn't he?
Gentlemen, if you take your seats, I think we're about ready to begin.
Oh, wish me luck.
You don't need it.
Good, because I didn't get it.
Good evening, and welcome to the Lieutenant Governor's Debate. I am your moderator, and my name is Harrison Fowler. The questions that I'm going to be asking our candidates this evening have been submitted by citizens from all over the state.
Oh, how long does this boring stuff go on?
Shh. His bank holds the mortgage on our house.
And now for the candidates. On the left is the former state budget director, Mr. Benson Dubois. And on the right is the distinguished four-term state senator, Leonard Tyler. Our first question this evening is from Mr. Carl Perlow. He asks, what do you plan to do about this stinking economy? Mr. Dubois.
Well, that's a fairly broad question. I suppose I can only answer by saying that, as you know, economic matters are of prime importance to me. Insofar as specific programs are concerned, Mr. Fowler, let me point to my record as budget director and the diverse projects that I initiated. Thank you very much.
I have no idea what he just said.
Yeah, neither does he.
Senator Tyler, what do you plan to do about the economy?
I'm going to do whatever it takes. This is a great state, full of great people. And we can pull ourselves out of this slump.
Our next question comes from a Miss Candy Fernell of Mount Ivy. Senator, I will address this question to you first. She writes, I hear so much about unemployment. How many people actually work in this state?
About half of them. No, in all seriousness, we all care deeply about unemployment. And I stand behind the working man 1,000%.
Mr. Dubois.
Thank you, Mr. Fowler. I think the senator is taking the problem of unemployment far too lightly. It seems to me that what the people of this state want to know is what government plans to do for those people who, for one reason or another, cannot work. Now, in the past, we've devoted our energies on social welfare issues to protecting political turf and dispersed our benefits according to the relative muscle of the claimants. We ought to now be devoting our energies to determine where there is a real need and to discover what government can do to help. And I really want to hear the senator's view on this issue.
Well, Mr. Dubois, before I can respond, I'll need a translator to tell me what you just said.
I'm aware, Senator, that I may be a little long-winded and perhaps a little too complex for you. But at least I'm attempting to address the issue rather than perform some worn-out vaudeville routine.
Mr. Dubois, you can rant and rave all you want. The voters of this state don't want a bunch of giveaway programs.
Senator, your statement is a perfect example of the real problem. For you, politics is nothing more than a matter of tactics and techniques. I don't see any real commitment to solutions. Your only commitment seems to be to seeking re-election.
You could be called a one-commitment candidate, too.
In what way, Senator?
It's very obvious, Mr. Dubois, that you are the black candidate.
It's also equally obvious, Senator Tyler, that you are the bald candidate. But I wouldn't for 1 minute assume that your constituency consists entirely of bald people, although that's possible. It's also clear, Senator, that what you are doing by labeling my candidacy is trying to divert attention from the real issues rather than dealing with their substance. I put it to you, Senator, it is time for us to put our efforts into restoring a sense of community to this state, to create a politics more dedicated to honesty and curiosity than to maintaining position. It's time to consider new approaches and to allow ourselves to argue about them free of self-interest. And maybe then we can stop denying that problems exist and begin to work together to achieve solutions for the good of all the people.
Benson, the polls have been closed for 3 hours now. We should hear some results real soon.
Well, I wish somebody would tell my stomach that.
Well, I know exactly what you're going through.
You gonna tell me a story?
Okay.
All right, Channel 8 has just predicted you the winner.
It's a good sign, isn't it, Benson?
Well, not with those guys, Katie. They can't even predict when they're gonna have a commercial.
Benson, I wonder if I could speak to you for a moment. In private.
Yeah, what is it, Clayton?
Benson, we've been through a great deal together during this campaign.
So?
I think it's fair to say that we've grown to know each other better as individuals.
And?
And before the cheering starts and you get swept away in all the festivities, just one thing I want you to know from the bottom of my heart.
Who's that?
You owe me.
For what?
I made you.
You made me? Well, that's gonna come as a big surprise to my mother and father.
Some bad news here. Channel 3 just predicted Tyler to be the winner.
Benson, I just want you to know that it has been an honor working on your campaign.
So?
We've come a long way together, you and I, Benson.
Und?
Und before this night is over, you may be the new lieutenant governor.
Well, thank you, Klaus. That's very nice to say.
Unless, of course, Tyler stomps your face into the dirt.
Bavarian battle axe.
Now we lost 3 key counties.
That means you are the next lieutenant governor.
I guess I should say something.
Gee, I don't know what to say.
Governor, friends, fellow campaign workers, I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart,